Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. In this episode, we're going to be talking about one of the easiest things to do with our money, spend it. But today we're going to get talking about how you can be better at spending money. There's going to be some main points we're going to come out of with today's episode. One is the emotion behind spending money. Two is how to get better at avoiding sales or tempting purchases. Three is the importance of budgeting and tracking your expenses. And our final point in today's episode is going to be using credit wisely. But the money talking points from today's episode and the things you need to go talk about with your friends are: one, what new thing did I realize about my spending once I started tracking my spending? Two, how do I plan to implement the 24-hour rule next time I see a tempting sale? And three, how can I benefit from using credit wisely? And I think those three money talking points will be able to lead you to some great discussions after listening to today's episode. So be sure to share with a friend and then go have a money talk after you both listen to this episode. But on that note, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So, why is it important to get better at spending money? And why is it important to think about these sort of things? Well, spending is one of the first and easiest things to control. It's something we all do. It's something we all have. Like, some people may not save money, so that might be a harder thing for them to increase their savings rate. But everybody spends money. And if you don't spend any money, then you probably want to start spending money so that you're actually living a life. But everyone spends money, and that makes it easy to control and easy to adjust and learn about. But we can't just out-earn our spending. If we're spending everything we have and we're like, we just need to make more money, your lifestyle is probably going to inflate and you're going to continue spending all the rest of the money you have because that's just what you're used to. You're going to just continue to spend more and more money. It's what's called lifestyle inflation. But cutting out your spending, it can be a huge boost, and the boost you need towards other financial changes, like getting out of debt, like saving for your retirement, like reaching your savings goal to go on a vacation you've always wanted to go on. And you'd be surprised how much money you can save just by correcting your spending and learning a little bit about spending. Those small amounts that you're going to gain from adjusting and controlling and understanding your spending are going to add up quickly. The $2, $3 purchases that you didn't realize were happening when you weren't worried about your spending are suddenly going to not be as big of a deal, and you'll realize, oh, I don't actually need to be spending money in that area. And then you're going to be saving a lot of money every single month, especially if you start paying attention to your spending on monthly bills, like subscriptions and gas bills and grocery bills and all those sort of regular monthly expenses. If you pay attention to your spending and cut those down, you can save a whole lot of money. But money is more than just math. It's more than just saying, I want to not spend this much money each month. There's a lot of emotion behind spending money. Let's talk about that next. So there's emotions behind spending money, believe it or not. Purchasing something, you may be doing it just to make you feel safe. You may be doing it to impress someone. You may be doing it to avoid a conversation because this person wants you to buy a really specific expensive gift with their money they gifted you, but you know you could use it better towards paying off debt. So you purchase something out of obligation. So there's a whole lot of emotions that go into why you're spending money. Let's talk about one first, and that's doing it to feel safe. Are you purchasing a really, really nice fancy car because you had a car accident 20 years ago and you want to make sure you're always safe in a vehicle? That's something you have to consider. I'm not going to say whether that's right or wrong because I think that's ultimately up to you. I'm just trying to help make you aware of the emotions that go into spending and how you could have a discussion with others about them. What about purchasing things on a whim? And we're going to talk in the next section about how to avoid tempting sales and things like that. But are you purchasing something just because you're like, oh, I randomly need that at 8 p.m. at night and you don't really ever need it the rest of your life? You just kind of want it? Because one of those things for me and my wife lately was a new bike rack for our new car we got. And there's going to be an upcoming episode about a car accident that we were in and the whole process with that and how it impacted our money. And I'm going to break down a whole lot of that for you. But we recently got a new to us car, and it doesn't have a bike rack. And the way the hatch on the back of it is set up, it doesn't fit our current bike rack. But my wife's old 2001 Corolla fits the bike rack. So we're like, let's get a bike rack for the new car. We don't really need it. And once they didn't fit, we're like, well, we can just continue to use the one car when we need to take the bike somewhere, which is usually pretty rare and not very far because the 01 Corolla isn't doing all that great. But that's an example of the emotions of wanting to make sure our new to us car has a bike rack when it's not always necessary. These are just things you need to be aware of and think about. Well, are you purchasing something just to impress someone? So back on the car tangent, are you purchasing a nice, fancy, all the bells and whistles car just because you want to impress someone? Well, it's probably not going to lead to you feeling fulfilled, and it's probably going to lead to a lot of buyer's remorse. Are you buying the latest and greatest technology just so people will see you with the brand new iPhone or a brand new iPad or something? Odds are they probably don't care. And this is something we really need to avoid. Buying things to impress other people is ultimately never going to be good for our financial life. End of story there. I think that one is clear cut. Make sure you're not buying stuff just because you want to impress someone, and make sure you're considering the emotions behind whether you're buying it to feel safe, whether you're buying it to impress someone, or whether you're buying it just on a whim and don't really need it. But how do we avoid those whimsical purchases and those random sales that pop up? Let's talk about that. So some of you might ask, how do I get better at avoiding tempting sales or tempting purchases, lightning sales, 24-hour sales, those sort of things? How do you get better at avoiding them? The 24-hour rule is how. You have to wait at least 24 hours before you purchase something. If you haven't been researching it and considering it for a while and it just sort of pops up and you're like, oh, that would be cool to have. So let's say some sort of new keyboard or something for your computer or a new iPhone sale pops up and you weren't considering it before that sale popped up, then you have to wait at least 24 hours before you purchase it. Odds are that your emotions behind purchasing it or wanting it in the moment will go away. And here's a number one rule. If the sale won't be there 24 hours later, then you don't need it. Don't even bother with it. If you can't buy something at the same price as you could 24 hours later, they're just trying to grab your attention with the sale. But if your only reason is to buying it so that it's on sale, you probably don't need it. And I would recommend look up the different tracking tools and alert tools there are online. There's a whole host of them and I'm not aware of all of them, but look up the different tools and set alerts so that when things you actually want or actually need go on sale, you're notified instead of just buying things when they go on sale randomly. But be intentional with your spending when it comes to sales. Always ask yourself, would you buy it at full price? If you're willing to buy it at full price, then sure, go ahead and buy it when it's on sale, but make sure you still actually need it and you're not buying it just because it showed up on sale, because something could be $30 and now it's $25 and sure, you'd buy it at $30. So heck yeah, I'll buy it at $25, but do you need it at $30 either? Another thing to consider, but the 24-hour rule can be a great helpful tip to avoid tempting sales and tempting purchases. But next, let's talk about the B word, budgeting. Budgeting, well, it gives you freedom to spend what you want, and it allows you to know that your money has a purpose and that it has a reason and a thing that it's going to be spent on. It allows you to say, hey, I know I'm going to spend this much money on eating out this month, and then you don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to feel bad about buying a nice thing, a nice tech toy for yourself because you've been budgeting for it for months. And when you have a specific plan behind spending, it can help control and rein in some of those emotions that you feel, especially when it comes to like buyer's remorse and things like that. But let's also talk about tracking your expenses. This allows you to learn where you're spending your money. And if you're not tracking your expenses, I say start it tracking your expenses before you do anything else. How are you going to get better at controlling your spending if you don't know where it's being spent? Use something like Mint, Personal Capital, YNAB, or other free tracking apps where you can just connect your credit card and bank accounts and they'll track it for you if you need something to get started. But make sure you're actually checking it, because if you're not and it's just automatically being tracked in the background, you're going to forget about it. And what's the point? I personally use Personal Capital to track my net worth, but it also works really well to track spending, and it'll automatically categorize things and do all that cool stuff for you. And you can budget right within their website, and it's all free. So not an ad, but just something that I use personally and really enjoy. But if you want to set up some sort of fancy, cool spreadsheet for tracking your spending, while it's more of a manual approach, that can be good for helping you get a good feel for your spending. I'd love it. I'd be happy to help you set up a spreadsheet and learn how you can use it in your own financial situation. And sometimes it's not all about automation when it comes to tracking your expenses. That way you don't forget about it. So make sure you actually check in on your expenses and on your budget. But email me at moneytalk@skylarfleming.com if you need help setting up any sort of these things. I'd be happy to help. But let's talk about credit next and how you can use it wisely. How do you use credit wisely, you might ask? Well, make sure you're paying your credit cards off every single month. That's the first thing to start with. Don't keep your credit cards maxed out or carry any sort of a balance on them. Any balance. You might have heard people say, well, you got to carry a balance to improve your credit score. That's just not the truth. If you pay them off every single month in full or every single week in full, it'll still help your credit score because you'll be increasing your average length of credit history. You'll be showing record of on-time payments because what does report to the credit bureaus is your balance at a specific, your statement date every single month. So if your statement updates and rolls over the first of every single month, the balance as of the first gets reported to the credit bureau. And then if you make a payment after that, that payment the next month when it updates will get reported to the credit bureau. So it says they had a $300 out of $1,000 balance on their credit card as of the 1st of August. But then come September 1st, it says they made a $500 payment. And now they made a $500 on-time payment. And now their current balance is 300 out of 1,000 because you've been spending and stuff like that. So I would say find a specific day every single month that you can pay your credit cards off in full and do not worry about the due date. Just pay them off in full every single day of that month that you decide. And credit card interest is the second worst thing for your personal finances right behind payday loans. Because payday loans are the thing to avoid like the black plague. Just stay away from them and try your hardest not to find yourself in a situation where you have to resort to payday loans. And you can use credit cards to avoid interest. Also, do it like it's nobody's business. Make sure you're not paying interest because that will also be a huge burden on your financial life. And avoid very long-term auto loans. Auto loans typically depreciate over time. They don't increase in value. So if you're paying a car for 7 years, you might need a new car by the end of that loan, but your car's depreciated more than the loan because you had it financed over such a long time. So now you're rolling in more debt into the next vehicle and you find yourself in a hard place. So make sure any debt you have, make sure you have a plan in place on how it's going to be used in your finances. Make sure you're understanding that debt is a tool and not just something you have to get. You don't have to get debt on everything. You use debt as a means to use future income to pay current expenses. So make sure you have a plan in place to pay it off. You don't have to pay it off instantly or super fast, but make sure there's something in place that makes sense and benefits your financial life and make sure it gets paid off. But let's wrap up today's episode. Overall, I think spending money is a good thing. You just have to be aware of how you're doing it and how it impacts your personal finances. If you're spending money willy-nilly, then that can lead you down a road where you don't have a whole lot of money and you could be poor or in poverty. Then you just end up with a lot of stuff that you don't really care about. So make sure you're focused on the right things first before you start spending all your money. Make sure you're saving a good portion of your income. And remember, savings should mean investing. Even though interest rates at some banks and credit unions are increasing, putting money in a savings account is practically equivalent to putting it under a mattress. It's likely just going to lose value over time due to inflation. So make sure you're looking into investing your savings. But I hope you learned something from today's episode, or that I've helped paint a new picture on how spending can be okay, but also that there's some controls you can put in place to make sure you're doing it correctly and don't blow up your financial life because of spending. But thank you for listening to the episode. Some great news is that we're growing. There's some more average listeners per episode, which is because of you sharing the podcast with your friends. And I really appreciate that. If you could leave a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on, that would be super helpful. But ultimately, I just want you to get out there and talk about money more. So thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.